Another one bites the dust. For the longest time, when ESPN would have layoffs or release talent, they would waste time getting rid of people with actual talent. Tom Rinaldi left the network. Kenny Mayne, who proved to be an SJW in disguise, but Kenny Mayne was great on SportsCenter for 2+ decades. Dan Le Batard, who I don't necessarily like or agree with, and who I don't think plays well to a mainstream national audience, Dan Le Batard, to his credit, he does have a strong following. ESPN ended up parting ways with him. Trey Wingo, Mike Golic, they allowed Skip Bayless to leave, Colin Cowherd, the list goes on and on. The amount of talented people with a following that have been laid off or left ESPN for one reason or another, ESPN has lost enough talent in the last few years for another platform or another network to be started up. Oh, wait, that actually happened. In my lifetime, I have never seen ESPN in worse shape, from a talent perspective anyway, than it is right now. This is what happens when you base your hiring decisions on race. This is what happens when you base hiring decisions based on a social justice warrior's following on Twitter. Just because someone has 200, 300, 400,000 Twitter followers, or even 1 million Twitter followers, it does not mean they have a dedicated audience. I don't know if ESPN is beginning to realize the error of their ways, but it seems like the network is in the middle of kind of a course correction, if you will. Last week, it was announced that Katie Nolan was leaving ESPN. I put leaving in quotations there because Katie Nolan did not leave ESPN. They allowed it to look like it was a mutual decision so she could save face, but Katie Nolan was no longer wanted at ESPN. She was an abject failure. She was hired because she was a pretty face and a loyal social justice warrior. Then yesterday, the New York Post releases the news that Bomani Jones is going to be leaving ESPN once his contract expires in March. Once again, Bomani Jones is not leaving ESPN. He is no longer wanted there. Just like Katie Nolan, Bomani Jones was an abject failure. I shouldn't say was. Bomani Jones is an abject failure. You could not have asked for more promotion than ESPN just freely handed to Bomani Jones. It reminds me of Sha'Carri Richardson. Sha'Carri Richardson was a nobody, an unknown sprinter who had accomplished next to nothing. She puffs the magic dragon, gets caught, kicked out of the Olympics. All of a sudden, Sha'Carri Richardson is an overnight celebrity. Bomani Jones had a similar career trajectory. This dude started his career as a pop culture and music critic. From 2008 to 2009, he hosted a couple of radio shows in North Carolina. Both shows were failures. No one cared. Shortly after, he landed another radio gig in North Carolina. Once again, he was a failure. The show was pulled off the air after 1 year. His friend and good buddy Dan Le Batard becomes more prominent at ESPN, and he brings along his woke friend Bomani Jones for the ride. He started appearing more and more on Dan Le Batard's show. Executives at ESPN, they became enthralled with Bomani Jones. Here we have a guy who can talk about social and racial issues in America and be convincing. And I'll give Bomani Jones credit. He is a really smart dude. If you're uninformed and you were to listen to Bomani Jones talk about systemic racism or social justice, you would believe him. He is an eloquent speaker and he knows how to make a point. Unlike Katie Nolan, who has absolutely no talent, Bomani Jones does have talent, but his talent is not suited for this type of medium. Bomani Jones would be great on MSNBC or some cable news network as a contributor. He's not the guy you want hosting a television or radio show. But that didn't matter to ESPN several years ago. They were convinced that they had the guy. This is our next Stephen A. Smith. In all honesty, That probably wasn't far from the truth. But Monty Jones and Stephen A. Smith have something in common. They can't do it on their own. They need a foil. They need someone to play off of. Now, ESPN thought about this. Paired Bomani Jones with Pablo Torre. Didn't work. Show was canceled. ESPN puts Bomani Jones on radio, ESPN Radio. Didn't work. He had the lowest rated show in the history of ESPN Radio. Lost damn near 100 affiliates in the process. If I'm not mistaken, Bomani Jones was also the reason that ESPN lost affiliates in both New York and Los Angeles. You have to remember, his show with Pablo Torre, High Noon, I think it was called, you could not have asked for better time slots. First, they had it immediately follow Woke Take, which at the time was the highest rated show on ESPN. Back then, it was called First Take. This was before its transition into Woke Take. Even still, no one was watching Bomani Jones. So they moved his show to right before Around the Horn and PTI. Again, no one cared. The entire time that Bomani Jones is actively failing, ESPN's paying him like $2 million a year. Now just think about that for a second. This guy was a pop culture and music critic. He failed three times in radio in North Carolina. For all intents and purposes, Bomani Jones had no relevant television experience and limited experience in sports media. And ESPN paid the guy $2 million a year. After all of the failures throughout his first couple of contracts, or maybe just his first contract, ESPN decided to renew him. We can't lose Bomani Jones. He tanked our radio division in afternoon drive, failed on television. We can't lose a talent like this. ESPN's been paying him close to $1.5 million a year to host a podcast. I looked up some of the numbers for his podcast. He has a decent audience, I guess, but when you factor in the fact that it's hosted and promoted by ESPN, I wouldn't call his podcast successful. He has less than 10,000 reviews on iTunes. The amount of money, I would imagine it is well into the millions at this point, that ESPN has spent building up Bomani Jones turned out to be the ultimate waste. They set this dude up to be a superstar. And Bomani Jones is not even a star in the sports world. This is what happens when you give someone something that they have not earned. The reason Bomani Jones has been a failure at ESPN, or one of the reasons he's been a failure, he doesn't have the ability to connect with the audience. And he doesn't connect with ESPN's audience because Bomani Jones wants to spend his time talking about social justice and racism. People don't tune into ESPN to hear about that. Back in January, the Washington Post did a piece on Bomani Jones, and they turned him into a complete victim. Poor Bomani Jones, he's not being treated fairly by ESPN. In the article, Bomani Jones was quoted, "I don't know what the paradigm is going to be for guys on television talking about sports if you're not Stephen A. Smith." The answer to that question is simple. Guys on television talking about sports need to stick to talking about sports. Bomani Jones was not hired by ESPN to talk about sports. He was hired to talk about social justice. Now, you could argue that he was set up for failure from the beginning. And I'm sure that he will land on his feet when he leaves or gets fired by ESPN, whatever you want to call it. His good buddy Dan Lebatard probably hire him at Meadowlark, but Bomani Jones will never enjoy the platform that he was freely given at ESPN. He likes to compare himself to Stephen A. Smith. Bomani Jones does. Stephen A. Smith failed and is now the biggest star in sports media. I'm going to do the same thing. No, you're not, dude. No, you're not. There is a huge difference between Bomani Jones and Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith was not given a free ride. He earned his spot. He spent decades building his career. He spent decades in NBA arenas, NBA locker rooms, networking, building connections. Stephen A. Smith has the ability to draw emotion out of the audience. Now, whether that emotion is hate and disdain or love and admiration doesn't matter. But Monty Jones doesn't have that ability. Stephen A. Smith has what I call good heat, but Monty Jones has go-away heat. People will hate watch Stephen A. Smith. People ain't watching Bomani Jones. All right, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on ESPN letting go of another social justice warrior. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.